I already know what you're gonna ask. Yeah, the power's down at my place too. Seems like the whole neighborhood is having issues. I've heard it's the construction workers on the next block. Apparently, someone broke a cable while digging or something. Hopefully, they can get it fixed soon. I was planning on watching a movie, but now that's not gonna happen. Sucks, right? I can't believe how people used to live without electricity. I know. Yeah, I agree. So, how's life been going for you then? I remember when I was in college. Not too long ago, but it felt like centuries. Must be exciting. Meeting new people, working on the subject you enjoy the most, going to nightclubs, picking up hot girls. Don't be silly, I know exactly what you guys do. It's not about being lucky. You gotta have confidence in yourself. Put yourself out there. Don't be so shy. You're talking yourself down. Okay. Imagine I'm a girl at the bar. You desperately wanna take me home for the night. What's your line? I've seen a lot worse. I mean, there's definitely room for improvement. For starters, you've got to be a bit cocky, you know? You don't want to be on your knees begging for her to pay attention to you. You want her to see you as someone desirable. You want her to think it's a massive win that she could sleep with you. The talking is only half of the job. Body language, eye contact, they're also important. Stop looking at the ground. Look straight into my eyes. Don't just stare at me. It gets creepy if you do it for too long. You need to let her know that you notice her and you want her. Don't be ashamed. There's nothing embarrassing about it. I mean, tons of people my age have no fucking clue how to flirt. See, you're getting better at it already. You need to be more assertive. You see something you like, make it clear you're gonna take it. Girls like guys who have a clear goal. If you just sit there and chat with her for half an hour without making a move, she's gonna think that you're either an insurance salesman or recruiting her for a cult. Okay. Show me your assertive side then. I wasn't expecting that, but that works as well, I guess. You did make your intentions crystal clear. Slow down there. I mean, I don't mind you being a bit rough with me, but you gotta be careful. We've got plenty of time, so you wanna get to know me. Every inch of me. Run your hands over my back as I wrap my arms around your neck. You aren't too bad. Good thing I don't need to teach you about sex. Let me come around the fence so it doesn't get in the way. This area is nice. It's got some privacy and we can sit on the grass. I can teach you a bit more if you want. There. Run your fingers down my thigh. I know. I have a killer set of legs. So smooth, and they just seem to go on and on. Take your shirt off. Pants too. All these morning jogs paid off well for you, right? Lay down. I want to straddle you. No, you don't get to take your boxers off unless you answer my questions. First of all, how long have you been wanting me? Of course I noticed. You're always hanging out in my backyard, doing nothing important. You just wanted to have a chat with me, right? You're so cute. I can see that you desperately need me, but you never made a move. Did you ever notice me changing in my bedroom? Sometimes I leave the light on and the curtains open because I want to give you a show. Good boy. Just confess your feelings to me. There's nothing shameful in it. Tell me, have you ever had dirty thoughts about me? How would you like to fuck your hot neighbor? They don't have to be just thoughts anymore. If you take your boxers off, there won't be anything in between us but my dress. Oh, what's underneath it? I don't really wear panties. It's just my body. There we go. I hope I'm as good as the college girls you sleep with. Thanks. I'm sure my experience would make up for it. Let me put my hands on your chest as I lower myself onto your cock. Fuck. Where were guys like you when I was in college? Watch my titties bounce as I ride your cock. Yeah. God, your cock feels so amazing inside me. Oh no, why am I slowing down? You should see the look on your face. You want to fuck me so badly, right? So beg for it. Say, please, I want to fuck my hot neighbor really loud. And maybe I might start riding you again. No, no. You don't get to come yet. You can only come when I tell you to. Let's try something new. Follow me. I have a great idea. So, I'll hold on to the fence over here for support, and you can lift me up by the waist. And take me from behind. God, yes. Pound me harder. Do you like watching your hot neighbor squirming and moaning under you? As your cock slides in and out. Oh, fuck. The fence is shaking so hard. You might break it. Oh, it feels so good. Suspended in the air like this with your cock drilling deep into my wet pussy. No, don't blow your load yet. Wait until I tell you to. 10. Fuck, yes. 9. 8, 7, pound me harder, babe. 6, 5, speed up, get ready. 5, 5, oh no, why am I stuck on 5? 4, 3, 2, three, four, but why am I counting up? Shouldn't I be counting down? Oh, babe, this is torturing you. I love it. Beg. Tell me how much you want to cream pie your hot neighbor. Ask nicely, and maybe you'll consider it. 3, 2, 1, Come inside me. Shoot your warm, sticky load inside my hot, wet pussy. Oh. Such a good fuck. That was the best orgasm I've had in ages. I don't think the neighbors noticed. I want them to hear us anyways. You are such a good boy. You did everything I told you to. No, of course I'm not done with you yet. Want to hang out at my place tonight?